AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
We're home buddies. I think the only time we go out is if we have to go to an event or there's some food I really want or something.
But yeah, that's what I guess our plan is, to just make our home the best possible place for us that we never want to leave. And it's working.
Yeah.
We never want to leave.
Because now we've got the veggie garden, I've got my chickens. So once I've got enough food, no one's ever going to see me again.
Mga uso sa interior design. Tips para sa modern living. At mga inspirasyong magpapaganda ng iyong tahanan na tipong hindi ka nalalabas ng bahay. Yan ang hatid ng design duo Down Under na sina Josh na half-Filipino at Matt na full-blooded Australian. Kilalanin natin sila sa Buhay Influencer.
Can you tell me more about how you met?
Of course. Yeah. So, it was almost 10 years.
Oh my goodness, yeah, about...
Now,
yeah, 8.5, yeah,
yeah, and it was online. So both me and Matt went on a date with a different person separately, and it didn't work out for me, and it also didn't work out for Matt. But then that person messaged me on Facebook, and I was like, you know, you really remind me of this guy named Matt. I feel like you guys will really get along. And before I could say anything, he put us into a Facebook Messenger group chat. And then left. So it was just me and Matt in there. And we started talking. And I think a few days later, we went on our first date.
Yeah.
And we just, yeah, I think 3 weeks later, I was moved in. So a little quick. I don't recommend everybody does that. But, you know, when you know, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Let's go to your Filipino background first, Josh. So your mom's the Filipino, I'm guessing?
Yes. So my mom's the Filipino. My dad's the Aussie. Mum moved here from the Philippines when she was 24, and a lot of the family still in the Philippines, but also all around, and like London and the US, you know, we all spread everywhere, and it's a big worldwide family. I don't know, there's something about, it's almost like in Filipino DNA where you're always very proud to tell people that you're Filipino, or that yeah, I don't know. Like, I get very proud to represent my Filipino heritage and, you know, make my mom proud.
Is she from Manila? Or where was she born?
She grew up in Ilocos Norte. So, yeah, I'm not very good at geography, but...
It's in the north. Yeah, northern Luzon. Okay. Yes, yes.
Yes.
So, Matt, have you, like, integrated any Filipino-ness to yourself as well? Has Josh influenced you with anything about Filipino culture?
Mainly the food. Well,
yeah, he's definitely introduced me to the food. I love some of the food, like adobo and
pancit. Yeah. Filipino spaghetti. I introduced him to, like, the sweet spaghetti.
With the hot dogs?
Then, yeah, and Christmas is just not the same anymore because he's bored of the white food.
Let's go to your background. Were the both of you into design as well? Or what did you start off studying or working as?
Yeah, so for me, I studied IT and commerce at uni. And then I kind of went into software development. And I still have my day job as a software developer. But I get to work from home every day, so it suits our life perfectly. But yeah, it was kind of like, I also do like UI design and stuff. So it's like more the digital design, but then yeah, we've kind of like merged our skills together. But
yeah. I studied architecture. And then just before I graduated from architecture, I realized I didn't want to be an architect, but you know, I didn't want to disappoint my family or anything. You know, the Asian parenting, you need to get a degree, you need to have an education. So I kept at it, and then I decided afterwards, oh, you know, I'll swap to interior design because I still wanted a creative background, but I wanted it to be, I guess, more like I'm my own boss. Because with architecture, it's like a lot of rules and building codes. And I was like, this is boring. So I started that, and we started our TikTok around the same time. And then it started blowing up, and going viral all around the world. And I made the decision to leave my studies and focus on TikTok full time. So, you know, you can imagine my Filipino mom stressing. But, you know, it worked out. I think she's seen enough evidence over the years now where she's like, yeah, look at my son. He's a TikToker.
So
Yeah.
I do know that you started during COVID. So was this like an intentional thing, or was it just like, oh, it just happened? This was something that we were doing during COVID, and we kind of want to continue on doing this online as well.
Yeah, I think it started with us kind of, you know, we were at home a lot more, and we just kind of were like, you know, our home doesn't really reflect who we are on the inside. So we started, you know, doing some DIYs and yeah, decorating our apartment. And then from there, it kind of led to Josh, like, yeah, was like, oh, we can start posting some of this on TikTok. And then yeah, Josh lost his job at the Apple store during COVID. So yeah, he started, you know, posting more, and then yeah, it kind of just became like a thing that we started doing together, and then yeah, it really just evolved from there. So
Yeah, I guess it was a mix of intention, but then also chance. And I think that's what happens with a lot of online careers and stuff. Like, you kind of just have to give it a go. Because we were posting, I think, 3 times a day when we first started, and the videos were not going anywhere. And it took 3 months of continuous posting to finally get our first video. So I was a little delusional that I think you have to be in this career. And you know, we wanted a creative career no matter what. And when we lost, well, when I lost my job, it was kind of like we're at rock bottom, so may as well try whatever, put it out to the universe and see what happens. And I remember we had the talks about, like, you know, no matter what, as long as we're doing something we enjoy, and it doesn't have to be super successful, it's best to just do what you want in life, and that's true success. So this bonus career out of it has just been a big blessing, a cherry on top. And I hope to do it for many years to come. You know, I want to be like the Martha Stewart of Australia.
Exactly. Well, there's a good thing about having that online career, that availability, because before it was always just about like the traditional job.
We knew we wanted a creative career, but the way the creative industry works is like you need a lot of connections, and yeah, you just need to know the right people. So for us, we didn't have that background. We didn't know anyone. So we were like, well, we'll find our people through the internet. And we found a lot more people than we bargained for.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Luz Check Engine, Luz ABS o Luz de Mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo. O'Reilly
Auto Parts. AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
So with design, how do you come up with projects?
It's so for us, what works the best is not thinking about it too deeply. We more align our house with it being an experiment of expression and creativity. So a lot of the ideas we have could have been from yesterday, And then the next day we're starting it. So we
Yeah.
don't think about it too deeply because to us, it's like the home is something that should naturally evolve with you. And the more you understand yourself and what's within, then it's easier to express that in your home. I think it can be scary for a lot of people because we often look for an authority figure in design or something to tell us what's in trend or, you know, what to do. But if you just learn to listen to yourself and you're doing things that make you happy, that's truly freeing. And then you start to not care about what the local interior designer has to say because at the end of the day, you're not trying to impress them, you're trying to create a home for you.
Yeah, exactly. And we really don't like think too far ahead. Like we don't try and plan out a whole project or a whole room up front. Like we'll have some ideas of what to do, but it's kind of like, yeah, we just take it one step at a time, one project at a time,
Yeah,
and let it evolve.
it's more layering. So, you know, we'll
Yeah.
pick a paint color and then we'll be like, oh, well, what furniture pieces match this? We'll find a dining table and then we'll be like, oh, okay, so what kind of dining chairs do we want to put with that? Now let's think
Yeah.
about the lighting. So it's all over the place. It's a little bit I'm AD and Matt's HD. So, you know, crazy combo.
Yeah.
People just say, just paint your walls white, just do the beige furniture. It's a lot safer. What do you say to your followers who are kind of scared to go into a lot more creative
Well,
route?
what I'd say is like it is a one step at a time thing, and there's a lot of things we have to unlearn because society's kind of taught us to keep your home presentable for the next buyer or the next person, and everything's about resale value. You know, everyone gets the white car because it's the safest for resale, and it's the same with the home. And I think because we've all been taught that, it's a lot harder to express ourselves now. So it's all about taking baby steps. I'd say start just thinking about what kind of colors do you like. Look at the whole color wheel and come up with one or two words per color that reflect or describe how you feel when you see that color. Then once you've found the colors you like, start putting it in your home in small ways. Maybe a throw, some pillows, something that if you get sick of it or you realize you made a mistake, you can hide the cushions in the cupboard and, you know, it's not a disaster. And then you'll slowly build up your confidence towards painting and things like that. And I think people just need to remember paint is not permanent either. We've made mistakes. I chose the wrong green and then we went to Bunnings, got the correct green, and then, you know, it was only wrong for one day.
So, of all the designs, or of all maybe the furniture you've picked out, which has been your favorite?
Well, I always have to go with the big nose in the library. I don't know. I think it's a very fun piece. And every time we meet people out, they always mention the nose. And I love mentioning it because Matt was not keen on it. He was trying to stop me get it from the thrift store. And I was like, no, please. Like, I know the vision.
Yeah, the nostrils are all moldy, but Josh had a vision and I just had to trust the process. We got it back to normal and it looks beautiful now. We painted it and everything. So, yeah. And then I think my favorite piece would be our chow dancer bar cabinet. It's based off of a traditional Indian chow dancer. And yeah, it's just a crazy piece. It feels like the guardian of our house. She's just sitting there.
That's what's fun about our house. It's a mix of lots of different cultures from all over the world, and you know, I guess it's kind of like my influence being from two very different cultures, and it made for an exciting, colorful life. So now my house is colorful as well.
Yeah, going to that, you were saying that, you know, it's a like your house is a mix of different cultures. So what would you say that you integrated into your home when it comes to the Filipino culture?
Well, I think the love of nature and the environment is such a strong Filipino emotion that I learned from my mom. She was the big gardener. Like I'm out in the garden mostly, and I've realized that having that garden and the connection to nature and the outdoors is so special because it's part of the home and it's good for your mental health. So I feel like that's been one of my biggest kind of inspirations that I've taken from my mum, but also just out the love of color. And I got the like the savvy mindset as well from my mum because it was all like, she was the one budgeting in the house and taking care of all the money. So we'd always be going out to the different thrift stores or the local church and thrifting and doing secondhand shopping. And I grew up getting bullied for things like that. Like I'd feel embarrassed that I'd be turning up to school in a secondhand jumper or something. But now we've got a platform where I can kind of help flip that on its head and show that there's nothing to be ashamed of. Being circular is one of the coolest things you can do for yourself and the world. And everything in our house almost is secondhand. I'm always on the Facebook Marketplace. We're always thrifting, DIY. It doesn't matter how big and successful we get, I'm always gonna love saving money. And that's usually what I end up bragging about the discounts. Like, oh, I found this for 80% off on Marketplace. So,
Yeah, and it just makes your house more unique because it's like the things you find on Marketplace, sometimes they're just one-off things that someone's made or, something that's very rare to come by, but
But yeah, I mean, I'd love to keep finding more Filipino design. And I think, down the track, we'd want to launch our own furniture and design brand. So I think there'll be a lot of Filipino influence there. And I'll try and find some Filipino artisans to work with because I think there's a lot of beauty from the Philippines that we can share with the world. And there's a lot more for me to learn as well myself.
What does creativity represent in your life? And what does your home represent in your lives?
I guess creativity for me represents freedom. As a child, instead of asking for toys, I was asking for architecture software from Harvey Norman. I'm like, please, mom. So I've always been a bit of a, I guess, a weird child where I needed to be creative. So for me, it's just freedom to express myself.
Yeah, I think that as well. It's kind of like about, everyone has a very unique perspective, and that comes down to creativity as well. And just, yeah, being able to trust the process and express yourself through creativity, it's, yeah, very empowering.
Yeah, and then
I remember
the home, I guess, is the sanctuary for our creativity. So
that.
we call it the art playground, and it really is just there's no rules in this house. We can create freely and share it with the world, and I think that's what gives us joy and hopefully spreads joy to other people and inspires them. Because for a long time, the home has just kind of been needing to fit in this polished white box, and time for some color.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify, o sa iba pang podcast apps.
O'Reilly Auto Parts puede ayudarte a revisar tu Lux Check Engine, Lux ABS o Lux de mantenimiento con O'Reilly Veriscan. El servicio es gratis y recibirás un informe con soluciones verificadas por técnicos maestros certificados ASE. Si necesitas ayuda, O'Reilly Auto Parts te puede recomendar un taller. Pregunta por O'Reilly Veriscan hoy mismo.
Oh, oh.